Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pride Daily.
Hi there, I'm Kev McGrath, and this is Pride Daily. A homophobic TikToker's crying his little heart out over AI videos portraying him as gay. Next, as video games firm Electronic Arts is sold to a Saudi-led consortium, is their LGBTQ plus content at risk? And Sylvester Stallone's wife says the children of Hollywood stars turn out transgender because their lives lack structure. Sylvester's clearly the brains of the outfit. Pride Daily is the world's only daily LGBTQ plus news podcast, bringing you the top three global stories in just 2 minutes. Everyone's welcome. Search Pride Daily in your pod app.
Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Welcome, 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 y'all, to the Queer Family Podcast bonus episode. This is the show that celebrates, highlights, uplifts, and normalizes LGBTQIA families in all of our fabulous identities. And this little here mini bonus episode is kind of breaking from the norm because I needed to come on and share with you about something me and another person have been working on for some time, and it's getting ready to drop. So I'm here today with my good pal, Jose Rolone, aka NYC Gay Dad, to share some really exciting news that we're so excited to share with y'all. Hey, Jose.
What's up? Months in the making, girl.
Months in the making. And I'm literally, like, we are recording this bonus episode 2 days before it airs. And I am literally, we're doing this at the very last second because we were like, ooh, wouldn't it be fun to tell everyone? So, and I'm literally at work. I'm in, like, the conference room. There's a huge echo. I don't have a microphone, so I apologize if my sound is a little off. Please bear with it. We have no editor on this episode. We have no producer. We are flying by the seat of our pants and hoping it comes through to you what we're going to say. But Jose,
yes,
let's tell everybody about our new show that is dropping very soon. And the teaser is out right now. So after this, you have to go to the other podcast and listen to the teaser. What's the name of our show, Jose?
Girl, it's called Love Take Two.
Love Take Two.
I'm super excited. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what we like to say, it's like it's a conversation-driven podcast about second acts, fresh starts, and the unexpected turns that lead us to where we're meant to become. And you and I are the co-hosts. And we started on this, I think, back in, was it September or October?
It was months ago. That's all I know. I can't keep track of time, Jose.
Yeah, who do you think I am? I know. It was a while ago. And I think, you know, part of the mission for this podcast is, you know, we like to prove that when it comes to life and love, that sometimes the sequel's better than the original, right? From setbacks to comebacks to from breakups to breakthroughs, right? And just do that with some incredible people that we have on board that we're super excited for everyone to see.
Yeah, it's about choosing yourself, rewriting the narrative. Each episode is candid, it's funny, and there are some really deeply human stories of not just love, but love, loss, pivots, plot twists. Like, we get it all in.
Well, I think part of why we were driven to do this too is because we've had our own, you know, our own stories. But yeah, I mean, part of it is, you know, the first episode is with us so that people can get to know us, people that may not know us outside of Queer Family Podcast and NYC Gay Dad. And so, you know, we have our own Love Take Two moments. And I'm excited, you know, that being the first episode. And I think for us, like to our audience, it's kind of like, we've told our story so many times, but we're going to have a whole new audience out there. And I think that, you know, it's important for them to know who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So we start out with our kind of take two moments, and everybody has take two moments. Everybody has second acts, right? Third acts, fourth acts. And it's the plot twist that made you a better, gave you a better version of you or gave you a better life, all the things. And we do like to say, like, the name of the show, Love Take Two, there's a comma after love, and that's there for a reason. It's because we wanted it to feel like it's like a love letter from your present self to your past self. Like, love, take two. Like, it gets better, baby. It gets better. So that's kind of where this title came from. And I'm like really, really proud of what we're creating together and the stories we're telling.
Well, let's talk about why we're really proud here, girl. I think we're proud is because we have learned so much in the short period of time. You know, you've been doing the podcast world for a while, right? But what's different, I think, for you is you and I made the decision that it was important for this podcast to be in studio. Mm-hmm. And because we wanted more support, right? I've been doing all of my stuff on my own. You've been doing all of your stuff on your own, kicking ass and inspiring the world. And we're still continuing to do those at our own, in our own worlds, in our own mediums. But we're like, if we're going to do this, we need support. But what comes with support is a lot of learning. And even, listen, we've at this point, we recorded 9 episodes. We're scrapping one episode because we wanted to redo it after several episodes. We're even going back into the studio next week and we're reshooting some intros because,
yeah.
You know, after doing it for so long, and we have this amazing our one of our producers who came on board, she is, you know, after watching several episodes, she's like, this is great, this is great, I love this, I love that, but let's shift this here, let's do this here, and we're going back into the studio to fix some stuff because we're like, we don't want to launch until it feels good.
Yeah, we're trying to put out the best product possible for all of you. And we are slightly messy. You know, there are some people out there who would have the plan and know what they were doing, but you and I seem to kind of be a little bit the kind of fly by the seat of your pants type person. So it's been really helpful to have the people behind the scenes being like, y'all have to write a script. What are you doing?
You know, it's not even, well, here's the thing. I almost maybe disagree with it a little bit. I think it's good. I think a lot of the episodes are what they are because we didn't go in with a script, right? I think that's really good. And I think that's what's going to make this podcast special. But I also think, you know, it's about tightening up. What are the intros going to be that keeps people listening to the next part? And then, you know, what about the outros? And the other thing I want to add to that is I am so glad we did this the way that we did this because I have held off from doing this podcast. As you know, it was sort of an iteration I had started with. And I held off for doing it for so long because I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted it to be right. And I wanted it, you know, I felt like I needed all of these things in place. And then finally, you know, somebody was like, just do it. Like, just do it. One of our guests says, just do the thing.
That's his second act.
Right?
Just do it.
So I was like, you know, once I knew that you and I were going to roll, we're going to like kick this out together, like we could have waited. We could have waited till we got a producer on board. We could have waited till we had X, Y, and Z. But we're like, let's just go. Let's go. Because if we don't just go, we're not going to go.
Yes. And we're fixing it as we go. And that's how I roll anyway. So this feels very in my comfort zone. Yes. And I know it would make a lot of people really uncomfortable that we're like, this is what I love about you and I, Jose. When we were in our meeting yesterday discussing these intros and how we can make them better moving forward, we looked at each other. We were like, should we just re-record those? And it was like an instantaneous yes, yes, and let's go. Let's go to studio. Like, there's no, like, we just, it's working. This partnership is working so well. And I'm so happy working with you. And I'm learning so much about you. And like, I really feel like we have a great friendship blooming and blossoming, and it's going to shine through with this show. And I really miss being in recordings with a co-host like I used to have. I miss the banter. I miss that. So we're doing it together, and it's so nice to have a partner in crime who actually works similarly to me, because I've never had that.
Yeah. And yeah, which also could be dangerous.
Right. Well, I know. That's why we're going back.
But that's why
we
have our support systems, right? Because we could fire ourselves from the things that we don't want to do or we're not necessarily good at. Mm-hmm. I've said this from the beginning. You've heard me say this so many times. But I remember when I wanted you to be my like 50-50, like all-in co-host, I'm like, it's you or nobody. I just knew that this could not take off without us doing it together. And I know the chemistry. I feel the chemistry when we're doing it. And we're also very, we're very thoughtful with each other too, and generous with each other when we're trying to like, well, maybe if I do this and maybe if you do this, like, you know, and, but even feeling that, you don't know how it's going to come across. So it's nice because we've had some people look back at our episodes, including our producer, and they confirm it. And that feels nice. And we hope that the listeners that come on board will feel that too.
I know. Y'all have to go listen. It's so good. So like the teaser is out today. So you can go check out the teaser and you'll hear some little clips from various episodes and some of our guests who we're going to tell you about in a second. And then the podcast will launch in a couple weeks. So it's coming. It's coming your way and it's going to be good. But should we tell them some of the guests we've interviewed so far?
Oh my God, yes.
Because I've met so many amazing people. Y'all, yes. You have no idea. Working with a content creator. He's like famous in the city. Like we walk around the streets and people are like, oh my God, NYC gay dad. I love you. I love your kid. Like people just stop him. So he knows so many fabulous people. So let's tell the folks at home or in their cars or on their morning walks, who are the people in our neighborhood?
So we have Dominique Jackson,
from Pose.
Yes. She's our first guest, and so we are very excited, our first episode. We have Drew Droege.
Say it again.
Drew, because you can edit that out, right?
Yeah. So start with we have.
Yeah, let me get my paper. We've got Dominique Jackson. We have Lena Hall. She's a friend of yours. You guys met ages ago, so that's exciting.
Yeah, she's, just in case folks don't know, she's from TV shows Snowpiercer, and she's currently in Your Friends and Neighbors. She's doing a fantastic job. I grew up with her, so that's super cool. She's, like, famous now.
Yes, she is. And I think you said that you're the reason why, right?
Totally. Anytime anybody in my life gets famous, I'm the reason why, duh.
Who else do we have? We have, Jonathan Gregg, who's this great social media dad who is like the biggest sweetheart. We love him.
Yeah. He's known as Jay Gregg on the socials.
Jay Gregg, Dana Goldberg, who is this comedian standing up. She's an activist. She's phenomenal. Jesus Martinez, also known as Sugarcane from Drag Race.
Yes, sugar cane.
Sugar cane. Lamar Dawson, who is this phenomenal content creator who gives us all the pop culture.
The tea.
He's fantastic. Who else?
We also have Jeremy Crittenden.
Yep.
He's a comedian. Also, and a content creator.
Another comedian, content creator. And we have booked, we're coming up very soon, all part of season one. Sophie B. Hawkins, Morena Backer.
Sophie B. Yes. Hawkins, in case the youngins don't know, because if you're a lesbian of my generation, you know who Sophie B. Hawkins is. And I think if you're a gay guy, you know who Sophie B. Hawkins is. She's the one who sings, "As I lay me down to sleep." That one.
Oh, damn. Knuckle. I wish I was your lover.
Yes. Yes, Sophie B. Hawkins.
I got a little crush on her. I'm excited. It's Morena Baccarin. She is an actress. She is in Sheriff Country. She's like really killing it right now, like post-pandemic. And so I'm really excited to get her on. And she also plays the sorceress in the new He-Man movie that's coming out. So that's like my generation. And you're our generation. It's a fantastic. And who else do we have?
Alexis Bitar.
He is a famous jeweler. He's incredible. He's somebody who sold his name, sold his company, wasn't allowed to use his own name for a bit. And he got it back, and excited to talk to him about that as well. So we're great. We're like, so excited. Great season.
So exciting. It's a great season. I've met so many wonderful people and so many really inspiring stories. So this show is really meant to be just kind of a pause in your day, like a breath of fresh air amidst all of the terrible news that we continuously are bombarded with. If you need just a breath of fresh air, this is the show. It's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel light and help you get through the hard moments that we all seem to be experiencing right now.
Yes, for sure. And honestly, it's a reminder. And this is something we only realize kind of halfway through. We realize that this podcast is also for the creatives that are in their 30s and their 40s. And, those that are just questioning whether if they can start something anew, right? Or if they're struggling to get out of something. I think this is going to really inspire them with all the wonderful guests that we have.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also for people in their 20s too, because that's actually the time when you feel like your plans are supposed to work out. And it's so heartbreaking when they're not, because they never do. Well, some people they do and they're so lucky. But for most of us, the well-laid plans of our 20s do not happen, you know? And so it's kind of a look back in life and like, and then shows you everything's okay. Everything's still okay.
Yes.
It's okay. And it might be even better. Ba-dum, ba-dum. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to launch soon. So be on the lookout for that. Obviously, it's going to be all over our social media. So you can follow us. Oh, you can follow the new podcast now, too, at Love Take Two Pod on Instagram. And on YouTube, it's Love Take Two Podcast. So go follow so you're ready to watch the videos if you're a video watcher.
That's right. Make sure you check us out. We're excited. We can't wait. We're nervous, excited, all the things.
Nervous sighting. But go listen to the teaser now. Love Take Two Pod. It's in everywhere you can find your podcasts. And if you watch it, if you listen in the Spotify app, you can actually watch the actual video right there, which is fun.
Sweet.
So go check it out, y'all. And have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And stay safe out there. Send in all the love.
Lots of love. I'm holding my laptop with the other half of the heart.
Okay. Jose, thank you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Love is love is love on the Queer
Family Podcast. Love is love. If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.